This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with us. I appreciate the time that you spend with us so much on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, what is it with you? Oh, there you go. Always a pleasure to have you with me. As much as I love computers or need them, I hate them. I just hate being so darn dependent on them. It's just craziness. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you do spend with us, that you do, you know, pay attention, send me emails and the whole nine yards. I really do appreciate it. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, there's smarter people than I in the chat room. You can converse with them. You can head over to the Facebook page. You've got people there, too. Also, if you head up to the website, you can head over to click on Patreon. All right, it's a way for you to be involved in the show, both financially, you know, help me take care of this wonderful equipment that loves the hiccup from time to time. Or you can just give me your thoughts, your ideas on what you think. What direction we should head in the show? Who should we have on? That kind of thing. I do not want to be, though, as some of you write me. I don't want to be the next Alex Jones. I'm not even close, but he's got his place. O'Reilly's got his. I got mine. You know, we've all got our own thing that we do. Speaking of doing our own thing, this one you're going to need a bucket for, I think. But we've talked about, the funny thing about it, I've talked about this before, about how crazy it is. New York does this. San Francisco does this. You know, apparently, it used to be if you went to the bathroom in the streets, yeah, that was a misdemeanor of some kind, and you'd either go to jail or you get fined or what have you. But since bathrooms are far and few between in San Francisco, apparently, you know, any place you want to go is fine by them. Right, that's right. San Francisco is moving from one of America's most beautiful cities to one of America's most troubled cities. It's because they don't want any boundaries. They don't want any rules. You know, they're a sanctuary city, and it's not just for illegal immigrants. I guess it's for people who want to take a crap in the street, too. The city's been struggling with crime. You know, and this is what happens when the liberals really get total control of something. This crime rate starts to go up. So what their response is, I can imagine, let's just get rid of some of the crimes. We get rid of some of the crimes, right? I mean, it only makes sense. Crime can't rise if there are no crimes to break. City struggles with crime and the consequences of illegal immigration. After declaring themselves a sanctuary city, the transit authorities, BART, recently announced that they would stop providing video evidence of violent attacks on public transportation so that there's no bias against certain citizens. Well, here's the deal. The fact is, whoever the person is that person. And it doesn't matter what group they belong to, doesn't matter what ethnic group they belong to, doesn't matter whether they're Italian or Hispanic or black or white or green or red or fat or thin or whatever. Doesn't matter. You do the crime, they should be able to show your video in court of you. But now, it's not that they're worried about a white guy who's going to be taken advantage of. They're not worried that an Italian guy. They're not worried that a gay guy or a lesbian woman. They're not worried about any of that. They're simply worried that a Hispanic or an illegal, not just a Hispanic, but an illegal is going to get caught doing something wrong. There's no other reason for it. There's no other way to... They can't justify it any other way. Now, San Francisco has now joined Los Angeles and San Diego and three major cities to declare a state of emergency due to... You ready for this one? Talk about vaccinations. A hepatitis epidemic. Oh, hepatitis A. And it's going crazy in each location. It's brewing. It's But I'm sure it's the old white guy's problem, right? I'm sure it's the bias or the racism of white people that's causing hepatitis to take off. Now, the outbreak can be directly tied to the homeless problem, which is the only exasperated by a constant flow of liberal politics that makes removing homeless encampments almost impossible. Right? I mean, these people are all over the place. There are public ways in front of courthouses, city council chambers, places like that, all over the place. San Francisco is really having a major problem. You know, because they allow so much more in that city. And because they allow so much more, right, the problem grows faster, and it's actually larger. Now, they have a big problem with the homeless defecating and urinating in public all over the place. Software engineer Jen Wong decided to start a project that she calls Human Wasteland. I love it. Wonderful. She maps the city's poop problem based on 311 calls. See, in California here, I don't know if they have this everywhere in the country, but these are like, information calls as to what's happening around the city. You can ask for information, you can report certain things and that kind of stuff. So she has mapped this from 2008 to 2015. Every call is listed as a poop emoji. The results, an overwhelming indictment of California's approach to homelessness and lawlessness. It's amazing. Seriously. You have some areas that you probably couldn't walk through without stepping on human stuff. And they think it's okay. What?
It makes you want to go to the park, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's go to San Francisco. Wear your boots. And I'm not talking about the snow. Look at the map. You know, we're going to put the map up on the website later on. But when you look at this map, right, and you think about it, this is a major metropolitan city. So there's no reason why you should have a problem with people urinating and pooping because there are public bathrooms all over the place. So why? Why can't they fix this? And even the people in San Francisco, you know, God bless them. Well, we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. 2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You are some messed up white people.
You know what? It's not that I love this song. I just love the fact that it sounds like somebody's spinning a 45 really fast while these guys are singing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, again, I mean that sincerely, too. I don't just say it. Because it's not like you guys are all sending me, like, you know, $10,000 checks. But I do appreciate the time you spend with me, you know, in the chat room. I check out, I do what I can do. I check you out in the chat room, on the Facebook feed. I listen to see what's going on. Because I'm really curious to see what you're saying and what you're thinking, right? So, again, I just appreciate the time that you're spending with us and that you're commenting and you're poking me and you're prodding me and you're making me do the work, which is what I should be doing anyhow. But again, thanks for being with me. I head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. I wish you'd get involved in the conversation because it's really good. It's good to hear whether they agree with you or not, or whether you agree with them or not. It's good for you to hear other people's viewpoints on these things, okay? It really is. It's good for you to hear what people have to say about this stuff. Because you might find somebody who changes your mind. I've softened my idea on a few things, and I've gotten hardcore, even more hardcore on some of my ideas because of things that you guys have written to me or, you know, written to me about a certain issue or what have you. So, again, I do appreciate. But I would tell you, if you're going to San Francisco, get the rubber boots. Right? What are they still call them galoshes or something like that? Or they probably don't even make those anymore, right? Totes. Remember totes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And if you're Italian like me when you were a kid, you know what we had? We had Wonder bread bags. That's what we put. What? I know some of you out there are old enough, you'll remember that. I'm serious. Because they were thicker then. My grandma would save them, and then you put them on your feet, and then you put your feet in the boots. So when the snow melted and stuff like that, you stepped in stuff. Are you going to fall over there? You need to breathe. So you would, come on, people, save me here. So some of you in one of those chat rooms have to remember that. Anyhow, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. But look at, just think about this. You've got a hepatitis outbreak, and these boneheads, right, the San Francisco County supervisors won't do anything about it. The city won't do. I thought they were supposed to protect you people who live up there. Right? I mean, seriously. Why? How does a civilized city like San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, how do you have a poop problem? How does that happen? I'm curious. I'll tell you how it happens. It's when you don't care about your people. Come on. Give me another reason. You don't care about your people. It's really that simple. You see this stuff is happening. You know it's happening. You know what's going on, but you won't do anything about it. Right? Now, I saw somebody fighting back and forth today over Trump deciding to can payments. Oh, excuse me. Give away free money. Make a gift of public funds to insurance companies. But they hide it behind a word called subsidy. Right? So these are the same people that scream about, quote-unquote, subsidizing oil companies. And by the way, you're subsidizing the NFL. You don't seem to have a problem with that. Look it up on your own. I'm not doing all your work for you. But remember, one of the problems with Obamacare was they couldn't find a way for them to verify your income. So anybody could sit down behind a machine and say, my name is Joe Smith. Here's my Social Security number that I've probably stolen. And then... Go ahead and you get approved and you make your payments and now you have insurance. It's really that simple. Right? Now the media, who we all know hates Trump, right, they're playing their old game again. And Nancy Pelosi did it last week when he gave the executive order to stop subsidizing the insurance companies. Nancy Pelosi said it was an all-out assault on the lowest socioeconomic class here in America. No, Nancy, maybe in your little world, when you don't have your meds taken properly, maybe that's what it is to you. But to us, let's just be clear, I do not want to subsidize, I do not want to pay for, I don't want to give money to people here who are illegally taxing the system and not paying into it. And do not write me an email that says illegals pay taxes. They pay sales tax. They pay gas tax. And in California, they're going to pay a heck of a lot of gas tax soon. Those are gimmies. Anybody coming here, legally or not, is going to pay those taxes. They don't pay payroll taxes. A lot of those people are paid under the table. And the reason they're in the situation they're in is because they're living in the shadows. And allowing them to come out of the shadows, this isn't going to fix anything. It's just going to make it worse and worse and worse. And you know what I love? All this stuff just starts hitting me. Think about where ISIS is today and where President Trump said a year ago what he was going to do to them. Think about what happened when you finally took the shackles off our military people, told them to do what they needed to do to get rid of these guys, and drive them back into the first century, for God's sakes. And guess what's happening? That's happening right now. They're losing power. They're losing cities. They're losing members, if you would. And they're not only becoming the JV team again, they're going to be a non-existent team here soon. Will they ever go away? No, because there's always going to be that kind of hate around. You're not going to get rid of it in total, but they're not going to have the strength. They're not going to. And Obama's whole reasoning for not getting tough on ISIS, because it was going to make them matter. What do you think of that? That's like not fighting back on the bully because you might make him matter. It just was whacked. It was a whacked strategy. And everybody around him knew it wouldn't work. They were afraid of their jobs more than anything else. But those people around him, his generals and others, knew that wasn't going to work. Now Trump comes in and basically says, look, I don't know anything about what you guys do, but here's what I do know. I want these people stopped. Period. How you do it's up to you. Amen. So late Thursday, when Donald Trump announced or decided the administration would immediately stop paying the illegal cost. Now, for clarity, I want to know if you law-abiding, the newly finders of the Constitution, a lot of you on the left, have decided that Trump should break the law. See, it was okay for Obama. You were good with that. You never even brought it up. But you realize the courts, that's right, the U.S. District Judge Rosemary Collyer, and a 38-page ruling found that the reimbursement payments without money being appropriated by Congress violated the Constitution. So the money was never appropriated. So we can violate the Constitution if it's an Obama law, but if it's a Trump law and it smells like it violates the Constitution, then it probably does, and he should be immediately drawn, quartered, and shot, right? You guys are such hypocrites. Got more after the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
No, we're not. We are now. We are back. I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And look, you know, these stories, I love these people say, you know, he's an Alex Jones wannabe, and he grabs these crazy stories. I don't grab these crazy stories. First and foremost, people send these to me, which doesn't make it right or wrong. It just means people send them to me, right? And if I can find them in a couple of places, I usually do them. Sometimes I get nailed because I don't check them out properly. But I mean to. I don't mean to make anybody look foolish, or especially myself. That's kind of stupid now, isn't it? But this stuff is going on around us all over the place. Like the San Francisco... That's what happens when the tongue and the lips are moving fast, not moving as fast as the brain. You know what I'm saying? So, but when you have these stories, this is going on across the country. This craziness. When I sit with some of my sane friends who don't listen to talk radio at all, and I'll sit with them and I'll talk about it. Now you're crazy, you're making it up. I go, no. Here, it's at this publication, or you can find it here, or you can find it there, or you can find it in these nine places. Okay? Now, again, the networks are going nuts with the fact that that Trump is pulling the freebies to the insurance companies. Because it only hurts the poor people, which is not true. Truly, it'll hurt everybody at some point in time if the insurance companies really jack their rates up. But they're going to have to jack their rates up because of what they have to cover, what they're being forced to cover, right? I mean, really, seriously, according to Obamacare, there's certain things they have to give, they have to cover. Tammy and I don't think, unless you know something I don't, we no longer need, birth control kind of stuff or any... Maternity. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be spending that kind of money anytime soon. Okay? So, why do we have to pay for it? Why should it be put on us? Why should the insurance company have to... I don't even know why they should consider it.
So they'd make a mint off us because that's one area they don't have to pay for. It's just crazy the way they do this. They talk about choice. You talk about everybody being covered. Well, it's not true. Everybody isn't covered or covered properly. But that's the story for another day. And so here's the deal. First of all, it's illegal. And Mr. Obama decided to ignore. Isn't it funny how you guys on the left, on the hard left, you pick and choose what you decide to follow or not follow when it comes to the law. And when a federal judge pokes you in the eye and says, no, you can't do this, you do it anyway. So now Trump comes in, you call him lawless, and you call him all. Now he does what the judge tells him to do, and he's the bad guy. Isn't that cool? You guys are, see, the problem is, the reason you don't get anywhere is you're disingenuous in your arguments. Now, the Media Research Center has a category section called Newsbusters. And they carefully watched the network's reporting on President Trump's decision to end the illegal payments. They found that through the weekend, ABC, CBS, and NBC dedicated barely 3% of their coverage to informing viewers that those payments were unconstitutional, that those payments were already deemed illegal by a federal judge. They chose to ignore that totally, which is really nothing new, right? So from Friday morning, October 13th, through Sunday evening, October 15th, ABC, CBS, NBC, blah, 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 A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? They aired a total of 38 minutes of coverage of the Trump administration's decision to end the illegal subsidy payments, right? None, nothing, niente, zero on NBC. Absolutely nothing. Right? They weren't interested in letting people know that they were unconstitutional to begin with. But CBS spent only 54 seconds on the failure of the Obama administration and Democrats to secure proper authorization for these taxpayer payments. So they knew they didn't have the numbers, so they just flew right past them. Right? They put this law on, what was it, 2,100 pages? Who the heck could have read all that and dissected it in the short period of time they did it? But we've already had that discussion, too. ABC spent 17 seconds out of a 15-minute segment. Right? And they didn't give any background from the White House. They didn't really give the position or why. And in the statement, the White House said it determined the payments were unlawful. Well, they didn't determine the payments were unlawful. No. Federal judge determined the payments were unlawful and said they needed to stop. And Mr. Oblamo ignored them. So the roughly 9 minutes of coverage, NBC Today and Nightly News didn't even go that far, never telling viewers about either the prior court ruling or even that Trump, the administration, had said they were legal payments. Right? Why not even at least say that they're illegal payments or that the White House is following a judge's order and that they're illegal? Now, the news coverage simply focused on, anecdotal stories about those benefiting from the payments and the fear that they face with the prospect. You know, always, who's the fear-mongering? I'm sorry, who are the fear-mongers? And now one of these groups, now one of these so-called news sources even mentioned or could find Judge Collier's decision. They weren't interested. They weren't interested in putting it out there. They weren't interested in you knowing about it. Nothing like that. I think it's really sad. And again, it isn't going to stop anytime soon. Man, there's so much news to jam in a short period of time. Look, Gowdy wants Comey back to testify. What do you think it's going to take to make that happen? Come on, think about that. We have found out so much about Comey since he's out, since he's gone. What a real piece of work he was. Well, you know, we've gotten to the point in this government where this corruption, this fungus, is pretty much in every department. Now, I'm not going to paint with such a broad brush that I'm going to say that everybody who works at the FBI is like that, because I don't believe that. I believe there are good people there, people that are in bad positions, people that, you know, could lose their jobs over others that aren't good people. But you guys, man, you good people, you good guys, you got to come together. You've got to be a force to reckon with. You've got to stand up, step up, and let them know that you exist. Please. This was supposed to be one of the most honorable organizations in our government, one of the most uncorruptible organizations in our government. And it's turned out to be not true. I mean, when you've got James Comey drafting a letter to say that there's nothing here, 2 months before he actually knows that there's nothing here, 2 months before they actually talked, actually it was longer than that, but about 2 months, really, before they interview all the people to get all their information together. Right? Gowdy, who's the chairman of the House Oversight Committee and a member of the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committee, told a news source, told Brett Baer, actually, on Special Report Tuesday night, that for a number of reasons, Comey should return to Capitol Hill and explain his lies. No, that's my word. He should explain his lies. He should explain his cover-ups. He point-blank told them that he had not made up his mind, he had not drafted a memo, he had not written anything till after he met with Mrs. Clinton, which was an obvious lie. It was on his computer. You know, the one thing my understanding the FBI does is they turn out all kinds of paperwork, maybe to their detriment, but they crank out all kinds of paperwork. Whenever someone decides to charge someone, there are a lot of layers of scrutiny. When you decide not to charge someone, there aren't that many layers of scrutiny. But there ought to be, said Gowdy. He went on to say the media should do it, but also Congress should look at this decision not to charge, whether or not it was made before you interviewed 24 witnesses, including the target of the investigation. Yes. Didn't talk to her, didn't talk to the people around her before he made his decision. I think to a degree before he was told what the decision would be. I'm just guessing. I don't know for sure. According to Gowdy, the timeline of the events and some of Clooney's decisions along the way didn't appear to add up. They didn't. And matter of fact, during his statement in front of the congressional hearing, his testimony, his words, he said the tarmac meeting between Attorney General Lynch and former President Bill Clinton really is what pushed him into talking about the investigation. I don't buy it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Yes, she is. Can't use that term anymore, I don't think. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book. Yes, there's a book up there. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff, yes, you heard me. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you were taught to hate, taught to fear, taught to see as bad. But I always found it, you hear me say this every night, I always found it interesting that the group that hates labels, they don't want to put a label, they hate when you label people, have no problem labeling people like me. They don't give it a second thought. I find that hypocritical. But that's just me. What do I know? Again, let's get something clear. I am never the smartest guy in a conversation, just so we're clear. So take everything I say with a grain of salt. Look it up yourself. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, 855-WORLD-SHOW, 855-732-5563 if you truly want to be involved in the conversation. And, you know, we're talking about how Gowdy wants Comey to come testify. And I think that's wonderful. I think it's perfect. Because now that we've uncovered so much more, now that the Senate has uncovered so much more, and we're seeing the time frames are, when you have the real information, the time frames start to fall in place. When you don't have the real information, none of this means. He said, Gowdy said, had already said, none of this made any sense. Ow. Now, he said, there's lots of reasons to talk to Mrs. Clinton as well. You know, she could collaborate or contradict. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great to get them in the same room? No, two different rooms across the hall from each other. And just run back and forth and say, well, she just said this. What do you think about that? And then when he responds, go back into the room and say, and just catch them both in massive lies. Because there's no way she's going to say whatever she's going to say to get out of trouble. Just let's be honest about it. She's done it in the past. She's done it before. Bear's interview also touched on Gowdy's investigation into Samantha Power, the former ambassador to the United Nations during the Obama administration. Her office requests to unmask at least 260 individuals heard on surveillance recordings. Gowdy said during questioning that the Power testifies that she had not personally made all those requests, despite them being filed under her name. You mean somebody in that Obama administration did something like that? Oh, come on, I can't even imagine. He said the committee had to find out whether someone else in the intelligence community was actually behind those requests. Is this getting nasty? Now, people on the left immediately will say, look, they're making stuff up. They're doing all kinds of stuff to make the president look bad, to make the administration look bad. Oh, I can't stand it. But the reality behind this is you know, under Bush and now under Trump, what do you hear them say on a regular basis? If there's smoke, there's fire. If it looks like there's something wrong and things don't add up, then something must be wrong. But why wasn't Obama going to pass? Why was that? I don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, did you send me this? Is this a feel-good story? This Jaguar? No? Well, you have a smile on your face. You sent it for a reason. Just do it?
You can do it afterwards.
I can? Okay, I don't have to do it now?
No.
Thank God. All right, good. Well, if you send it to me, I know, at least I know I can't get in trouble with it. It's going to be good. All right. So, you know, again, when we get down to what these people are doing to us, when we get down to what the mainstream media does to us on a regular basis, and they don't give us all the information, it's up to us to start digging and looking. Now, I know some of you have to work regular jobs. I get all that. Nobody's saying you have to do it or else. But, you know, seriously, don't just take what I say. Don't just take what mainstream media says. Don't just take, if you're a Fox News freak, don't take what Fox News says. Or Huffington Post or any one of those. Look up some of it on your own. Make sure you really understand that you really know that this stuff is true, or at least falls into place. Right? And again, it's until we start... I don't want to mention this other radio show host because I didn't tell him I was going to. I've been going back and forth with a radio show host in a positive way, in a very positive way. Another guy, it's on the same time as I am, but we were talking about what's being done to conservatives. And I don't know if you guys know, but one of the groups I'm with went from, what was it, 11 million views in 1 week, and then the next week they went down to 6 million views. Now, it's not like it's any one commentator. It was a bunch of commentators. And we've been having trouble for a long time with some of the biggies funneling, squelching, holding down our traffic. So I was telling this guy all the things that I know to be truth, the things that I could verify, the things I could get behind, as to how the traffic has, in some cases, it's dwindled, has dropped by 80%. And my joke is always the same. You know, I suck, but I don't suck that bad. And it doesn't happen in 24 or 48 hours. So his response to me kept coming back with, so what do we do? Well, I'm not going to give you the answer. It's not any one person's, it's not for me to figure out exactly what we need to be doing, because in different areas, in different places, it has to be handled differently. I'm on a lot of smaller stations. I'm not on any of those 50,000 watt stations that eat up a whole coast. We are on a lot of the smaller stations, a lot of what they call regional stations. And if I can reach those people, tell them what's going on, I can get them maybe off of Facebook onto something else. I can get them not buying products. Again, I don't want to call it a boycott, because I definitely don't want it to be that. But you look at what's happening with the NFL. You're making some movement. You're making some inroads. You've taken on the giant. And you're making some change. We're looking at Facebook and Google, and some of us are cowering, going, there's nothing really we can do about it. Really? I want you to think about something. Before we were a country, before Washington and the rest of them sat around trying to figure out how to win, who did they take on? Who was the most powerful? Who had the most powerful Navy/military on the planet? They had the most feared military force in the world. Were the English. You had a ragtag team of guys with no money. It wasn't like there was a mass assembly line somewhere putting out uniforms and making bullets and all this other stuff. Right? You had a group of guys that came together, a group of people that came together and fought the giant. Right? I mean, think about how many times in history the little guy has won. Well, how are we going to beat Google and Facebook and YouTube and all these others? How do we do that unless we decide to come together collectively and fight and push back for real? And there's going to be some pain involved in it. That's why guys like me, and it's more than just me, but that's like guys like me have put up Patreon, right? Yeah. Because the money has to be replaced. And again, this is not a call to arms for you to help me out, because I'm not the only guy out there that's going through this. You've got guys, you know, Sean Hannity, bigger operation can fall even faster. Now, he's got enough people listening to him. They made enough noise that some of the groups coming against him weren't able to win, but they're not going to quit. It's not going to stop. So, again, it's a matter of us at some point in time. And the last thing I left with this other host was he's bigger, and I mean his size. He's on a couple of very large stations. I said, it's up to you. It's up to guys like you, maybe to help guys like me. I don't know. I don't know if that's the answer. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, like I always say. But it's up to guys like him and others like him, the Medveds of the world, the Hugh Hewitts, the Pragers. You know what I'm saying? It's up to them to get together and on a regular basis pound away at some of these social media groups. We've let this happen over the years. Just like with our what goes on in schools with our kids, what we're seeing on billboards, what we're seeing at these NFL games, we have let this happen. I'm going to tell you what, guys. You go 4 or 5 sports events, right? If that stadium is 20% full and you let them know it's because they refuse to stand for the flag, I guarantee you, in a relatively short period of time, even the janitor is going to be standing. They're going to bring them up from out of the bathrooms and make them stand on the field so make sure nobody's disrespecting the flag. I'm telling you, that would happen. We don't do that anymore. We don't know how to fight. Now, some of you do. If you know how to fight, you're fighting, this is not for you. We don't know how to fight anymore. I don't know if we have the belly for it. There's your question for when we come back. Do Americans have the stomach to fight? Will they fight for what they believe is right? I'm Joe Massini, your host. This is the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. And you'll have to just come back to find out. We'll be right back.